For 40 years, Rose Wilkerson has lived here, 3 miles from the titanium dioxide mines near County Road 228. Standing at her kitchen table, Wilkerson is fanning out newspaper clippings about the Chemours application for a zoning exception that would allow it to mine on agricultural land.
Okie doke. Well, this is the latest paper that came out, the 11th, and the article right here. If you wanted to read it real fast.
Wilkerson says she's afraid the project will siphon off too much groundwater while the area is under a drought, and she's afraid her well could become contaminated in the process.
It's pretty bad when you're 75 and you're looking over there and seeing DuPont laughing at us and using our water. They're rich. They can do anything they want to, and I can't fight them.
DuPont is Chemours' parent company. A lawyer representing the subsidiary says 97% of water and soil extracted during the mining process is safely returned. He also says the vast majority of water Chemours uses in Baker County is collected by stormwater, not pumped from the ground. The County Community Development Department has recommended the commission approve the expanded mining. Director Chris Milton says a process is in place to consider all impacts.
We look at if they fulfill their application request, such as documentation, and we make a recommendation just based on those regulations. So the county commission, they're going to be more the vehicle for listening to the input and concerns.
The existing Chemours mine employs a couple hundred people in Baker County. Residents can have their say in its proposed expansion at the County Administration Building Tuesday evening, starting at 6. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.